This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
All right, there was a lot to digest from Nick Caserio's press conference. Boy, the last few minutes of it were saucy, where Nick was getting into kind of their methodology and their reasoning for the way they, for why they handle disseminating injury information the way they do. He had a nice back and forth there with Landry Locker that I think is very usable. I think for purposes of what this team is going to look like moving forward, Seth, I do think there were two things that jumped out at me. One was when he was asked about the versatility in the secondary. You and I both looked at each other at the exact same time. And he brought up Miles Bryant as an example of the versatility in the secondary. And I think we're both like, wait a second, he's not on the roster.
Well, and he said he's not on the roster right now. He didn't emphasize the right now like I did, but I think in line with everything that Elsie said about this initial 53-man roster is that there's going to be a lot of changes in the next 24 hours.
Yep.
And then probably more changes after that leading up to week one and against the Rams. And Miles Bryant, I think, very good chance that just for reasons of roster flexibility or whatever they needed to do, they're looking at him as a guy that if everything plays out a certain way, they just bring him right back out of the roster.
Back. Now, and who knows, he might have been one of the guys. You know, Nick referred to players now just talking about the quality of the program they've put together here.
Yeah.
That he said, boy, when you get guys saying, I hope I don't get claimed because I want to come back and be on your practice squad. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows, maybe Miles Bryant is one of those guys. But I thought that was a definite tell that Miles Bryant is going to be part of this football team in some capacity moving forward.
And the funny thing there was that he said it wasn't like that in 2021.
He's very open about that, yes.
Yeah, it wasn't. Guys weren't saying like, oh, I hope I can stick around.
Yeah. And I think the other thing, the elephant in the room, Joe Mixon. He got hit with a lot of Joe Mixon questions, right? He got hit with a lot of Joe Mixon questions. The two words you never want to hear when you're hoping for something definitive to come out of your Q&A with anybody, whether it's your parents, your kids, your GM of your football team, the two magic words, we'll see.
Right.
And don't like that.
We heard that multiple times. Yeah. And it was, I think right now it's funny. The last time the Texans were super tight-lipped about a position of great importance, it was in the 2023 draft. And when the Nugget Hussies don't get what they want, which is some kind of information or a leak from the team. Yeah. That's when we had Adam Schefter saying that it was his feeling that the Texans probably weren't going to take a quarterback at all.
Yeah.
They just start making stuff up. And right now I'm really, really careful about various people talking about how, well, no, it's pretty obvious that he'll be back week 13 at the earliest and probably not at all based on the nature of this or that. Like I just don't buy into any of it because in the absence of any information at all, people really just let their imaginations run rampant. So I don't know. I wish I could say that I'm confident he'll be back in week five, but I'm not. I just don't know if or when Joe Mixon's going to return this year.
The team doesn't put out any information. The team is very tight-lipped. They're very good at being tight-lipped. I think the thing that concerns me the most is that we've not seen Joe Mixon at all.
Right.
We've not seen him. And this is very similar. I think someone on the text page made this comparison yesterday. And from this standpoint, I think it's appropriate, which is that Christian Harris was absent last year. Not just that he wasn't practicing. Guys that aren't practicing are still out at practice, most of them. And they're
learning
doing
the scheme, perhaps. Standing behind the offense as the offense is running the plays.
Yes.
We just haven't seen any of that with Joe Mixon.
Any of that with Joe Mixon in a brand new offense. I'll point that out as well. It would seem to me that there would be that would be a productive thing to be standing there. That's the thing that concerns me the most, is that his absenteeism-ness, whatever word, the fact that he's absent, the fact that he's not out there, the fact that we don't see his face, not even working out on a side field there, that's the part that concerns me, that this thing is really serious and that we might not see Joe Mixon this year. And then I start to think, if it's something that's bad enough to knock him out for the season, then how serious is that in terms of the third year of his contract with the Texans?
The other big question is that we don't actually know how he got injured.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of it, just in that it's a non-football injury. If the Texans wanted to play hardball or whatever, if they had some kind of concerns about it, like let's say hypothetically had done it in a non-workout type of situation or something, they technically don't have to pay him.
Right.
And that's salary cap relief. So barring any kind of drama there, I just have to guess that there's still some hope at this point. I don't know what the level of hope should be, but the longer and longer you go without information, but I think importantly, Sean, what you're saying, when the longer you go without actually seeing Joe Mixon in the flesh, that's what starts to make me pessimistic.
I'm there already. I'm there already. Some other bullet points I wrote down is, you pointed out, Seth, right out of the chute, Nick said it's going to be a lot of movement here over the next, I'm paraphrasing, but really it sounds like over the next couple of days. You know, the waiver wire, if I had to guess, it's him bringing up the waiver wire tells me that they probably put in a claim maybe on a player or two.
So for those of you who don't know, you put in a claim on the waiver wire, and it's all based right now on how you finished last season.
It's a draft
and
order,
so basically, you put in a claim, and at the end, when the waiver wire is up, whoever has the highest position on the waiver wire who claimed a particular player gets that player, is awarded that player. So you just don't know until the waiver wire is complete whether you have these guys or not.
If the Tennessee Titans want to pick up seven guys off the waiver wire, they know they're going to get them because they're picking first.
If you put in a claim, you're going to get that guy.
It's the draft order, basically, is what that is.
It's another one of the little ways that things kind of balance out the competitive balance, aside from just because it's based, it's the same as the draft order. It just kind of gives the worst teams last year a leg up.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
We should point out that the waiver process only applies to players that are on their rookie contracts. If you're a veteran, if you're a vested veteran of four years or more, when the team lets you go, they release you. You're a free agent.
If the Cowboys decide to cut Myles Garrett, or if they decide to cut, what the hell, Sean?
I don't know who you're talking about. Oh, Micah Parsons.
Thank you. Yeah. My God. Yeah. Not you, me, myself.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons, which I wouldn't put it past the Cowboys. I don't know what the hell Jerry's doing these days. He would be on the waiver wire. He's on his rookie contract.
He still's on his rookie deal, yeah.
Or maybe he's not because he's a vested veteran.
Yeah,
whatever.
He's 4 years, whatever the case.
Yeah, whatever. So that's where you're just in the waiting game right now, and you'll find out later today, right? If
I think like noon today is when they start telling you, they start releasing who got picked up on waivers. Point being that don't get too married to this 53, or at least three or four of them probably, that there's going to be the Texans are – I mean, Nick Caserio said it himself. He called this is just a fixed point in time. That's all it is. It gets a lot of attention because it draws eyeballs. It makes for good radio. It's a, you know, it's you're cutting from 90 to 53. There's a lot of content there. He called the draft a point in time. See, Nick Caserio is an enemy to the people in marketing in the NFL. Like, people are trying to market the draft and the roster cutdowns, and Nick's like, just a point in time. That's all it is.
It's all big, same old, just another way to acquire players. And some of them will work out. Some of them won't. Yes. Get them in the building, et cetera, et cetera.
That's it. All right. So those are some of the things. I have a few other things written down that we can get to. But the running back room got a ton of attention in that press conference. How is C.J. Stroud feeling about that room? He talked about it on First Take yesterday. We'll hear from the Texans quarterback, and we'll find out what the guy's got going on In the Loop today. We'll do that coming up next.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.